这是2019年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间，将你的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago.I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings.Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Excuse me, sir. Visiting hours are over now. Your wife must get some rest.
Oh, I'm sorry, doctor. I didn't hear the bell, or I would have left earlier. 。Hello, my name is Jack. I need to get in shape.How do I register for the classes?
We'll need you to join the gym and then you can find out which classes fit your schedule the best. I'll see you at the theater.
Better still, let's meet in the Red Lion Bar to have a nice little talk.
Good idea. And I'd love to have a drink there.
Hello, my name is John Arbor, and I'm calling to ask about the position advertised in Friday's Daily Mail.
Yes, the position is still open. You could come over and have a talk with us.
I have an extra ticket to the concert tonight. Would you like to join me?
Thanks, but I already have one. You can ask Emily. She might be interested.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Did you know James went out of business?
Really? When was that?
Last month.
That's too bad. He had owned that business for 15 years. What happened?
I don't know, but life must be pretty tough for his family now. His sons are still so young. One is 13 and the other is 10.
Well...Maybe things are not as bad as they seem to be.
I hope so. Did you know James went out of business?
Really? When was that?
Last month.
That's too bad. He had owned that business for 15 years. What happened?
I don't know, but life must be pretty tough for his family now. His sons are still so young.One is 13, and the other is 10.
Well, maybe things are not as bad as they seem to be.
I hope so.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the 8 to 10 questions.现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Guess what? My mother's decided to go back to school.
Why?
Well, she always loved art, but learned business administration at college because her parents thought it was difficult for an artist to find a job.
So she wants to study art now?
Yeah, oil painting. It's been her dream for a long time.
It's nice to return to learn what she loves. But, Kate, I still think old age should be about peace and relaxation. Hurrying to school every day and having to pass exams sounds a bit too much for her.
You know, she retired last year, and I'm leaving for the university soon. She needs to find something interesting to do.
Well, maybe, if it's what she wants.
Guess what? My mother's decided to go back to school.
Why?
Well, she always loved art, but learned business administration at college because her parents thought it was difficult for an artist to find a job.
So she wants to study art now?
Yeah, oil painting. It's been her dream for a long time.
It's nice to return to learn what she loves. But, Kate, I still think old age should be about peace and relaxation. Hurrying to school every day and having to pass exams sounds a bit too much for her.
You know, she retired last year, and I'm leaving for the university soon. She needs to find something interesting to do.
Well, maybe, if it's what she wants.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Dear listeners, for today's show, I have with me my colleague, Mary Laney. She has been a radio TV reporter for many years. Mary, welcome to our show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Would you please tell our listeners who most influenced your decision to become a reporter?
Both my parents had a great influence upon my choice of work. Instead of trying to pick out a job for me, they helped me learn those things that led me to it.
How did they do that?
My father always told me that an education was one of the greatest advantages I could have, one that would always stay with me. He used to tell me that readers were leaders and encouraged me to read all I could. As a result, I've always kept up with the newspapers, faithfully read news magazines, and learned to really enjoy books, all of which have been an invaluable help to me in radio and television reporting.
What about your mother?
Well, my mother helped me in a much different way.
Dear listeners, for today's show, I have with me my colleague, Mary Laney. She has been a radio TV reporter for many years. Mary, welcome to our show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Would you please tell our listeners who most influenced your decision to become a reporter?
Both my parents had a great influence upon my choice of work. Instead of trying to pick out a job for me, they helped me learn those things that led me to it.
How did they do that?
My father always told me that an education was one of the greatest advantages I could have, one that would always stay with me. He used to tell me that readers were leaders and encouraged me to read all I could. As a result, I've always kept up with the newspapers, faithfully read news magazines, and learned to really enjoy books, all of which have been an invaluable help to me in radio and television reporting.
What about your mother?
Well, My mother helped me in a much different way.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
We all know that exercise is good for us, but sometimes it seems too hard to leave the sofa.
I can see that. You seldom do exercise.
Plus, having the doctor tell us to get 2.5 hours of exercise a week doesn't really help our motivation much.
Don't be discouraged. Now, a new study suggests getting benefits from exercise doesn't have to be that demanding. Jacob Sattelmaier from Harvard University has done a study into how much exercise is needed to lower the risk of heart attacks.
Interesting.
The study showed that people who put in 300 minutes a week of exercise had a 20% lower risk of death due to heart disease. Still, the people who exercised 150 minutes a week did pretty well too, lowering their death risk by 14%.
And what about the people who exercise half as much as that? Like what I'd probably do. Does that help?
Of course. Even 15 minutes would help.
We all know that exercise is good for us. But sometimes it seems too hard to leave the sofa.
I can see that. You seldom do exercise.
Plus, having the doctor tell us to get 2.5 hours of exercise a week doesn't really help our motivation much.
Don't be discouraged. Now, a new study suggests getting benefits from exercise doesn't have to be that demanding. Jacob Sattelmaier from Harvard University has done a study into how much exercise is needed to lower the risk of heart attacks.
Interesting.
The study showed that people who put in 300 minutes a week of exercise had a 20% lower risk of death due to heart disease. Still, the people who exercised 150 minutes a week did pretty well too, lowering their death risk by 14%.
And what about the people who exercise half as much as that? Like what I'd probably do. Does that help?
Of course. Even 15 minutes would help.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Here is a piece of news for bird lovers. Scientists have painted a long road red, yellow, and white. They hope to discourage the seabirds from wandering onto the highway. The area is home to large crowds of birds that come to stay for the season. Young birds are often attracted to the warm road surface and get killed by the traffic, biology student Hannah tells the broadcaster. The youngster's feathers are brown in color. The dark-colored road surface makes the youngsters hard to be noticed. As the number of tourists has grown, so has the amount of traffic on the roads. Biologist Kristen says the plan is to see how the birds respond to the multicolored road this summer. And if it works, the idea could spread to other parts of the country. Here is a piece of news for bird lovers. Scientists have painted a long road red, yellow, and white. They hope to discourage the seabirds from wandering onto the highway. The area is home to large crowds of birds that come to stay for the season. Young birds are often attracted to the warm road surface and get killed by the traffic, biology student Hannah tells the broadcaster. The youngster's feathers are brown in color. The dark-colored road surface makes the youngsters hard to be noticed. As the number of tourists has grown, so has the amount of traffic on the roads. Biologist Kristen says the plan is to see how the birds respond to the multicolored road this summer. And if it works, the idea could spread to other parts of the country.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。